On Wednesday's front page, remember the collapse of Lehman Brothers? Europeans do. We'll look at why their biggest fear is a rerun of what followed Lehman's bankruptcy 3 years ago. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta is looking at options that could leave more American soldiers in Iraq than President Obama promised. And a New York Times CBS News poll finds New Yorkers don't think city schools are better than before Mayor Michael Bloomberg took over. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says Defense Secretary Leon Panetta is looking at options that could leave a few thousand American troops in Iraq after the end of the year. Their job will be to train security forces there. That would break a long-standing pledge by President Obama to withdraw all American forces from Iraq by then. The White House and the Iraqi government will have to approve the smaller force. That's not certain. Also on Wednesday's front page, a look at European banks and whether they can ride out the financial crisis. Some are having a harder time lining up the loans they need to fund their daily operations. One reason is U.S. banks are trying to inoculate themselves from the risks. They're pulling back on business with the Europeans. European policymakers don't want a rerun of the withdrawals that drove Lehman Brothers into bankruptcy. They're preparing to keep major banks from failing, and they have billions of euros worth of bailout money ready. Afghanistan is struggling to build a representative army. At the moment, there's only a small number of southern Pashtuns in the Afghan army. Times reporter Ray Rivera says that's a sign of Afghans' fear of the Taliban or its sympathy for them. It's also a sign of doubts about the Afghan government. President Obama will announce his job creation package on Thursday. The centerpiece is expected to be payroll tax relief. That could mean about $1,000 more for the average household every year. The president is also expected to call for expanded tax relief for employers. Times reporter Jackie Combs says this is not Mr. Obama's first policy choice. It is the one the White House figures has the best chance of winning over Republicans on Capitol Hill. There's another medical bulletin on conductor James Levine, heard leading that snippet of Verdi. He's pulling out of all performances at the Metropolitan Opera until at least January. The Met says he fell while vacationing in Vermont and hurt his back. He had to have emergency surgery. Levine has been plagued by health problems in recent years. Times reporter Daniel Wakin says this brought new urgency to whether Levine can continue as music director at the Met. The latest New York Times CBS News poll says New Yorkers don't think the city school system has gotten any better under Mayor Michael Bloomberg. He made improving the schools a focus of his administration, but only 34% in the poll approve of how he's handling education, and 6 in 10 say they're dissatisfied with the quality of schools. 56% did say charter schools were a good idea. They've expanded on the mayor's watch. Inside Wednesday's Times, states that are in financial trouble are cutting benefits for residents who are too. Florida and Missouri are shortening unemployment benefits for laid-off workers. Other states, including Arizona and California, are putting new restrictions on cash aid for low-income people. Last week, Michigan told 11,000 poor families they'll lose the cash assistance they've been getting for years. Wildfires in rain-starved Texas have left more than 1,000 homes in ruins. They've also pushed firefighters to the limit. The fires were whipped by winds from Tropical Storm Lee over the weekend. Times correspondent Manny Fernandez filed this report.
Everywhere you go in Texas, there's just dry, cracked ground. There's people who are living with mandatory water restrictions. Officially, it's the most severe one-year drought on record in Texas. And that has just definitely contributed to these tinderbox environment. The last 48 hours have just been very intense for firefighters and very intense for a lot of people who live in central Texas and in east Texas.
Times correspondent Manny Fernandez. In Iraq, insurgents attacked a minibus carrying Iraqi soldiers, killing all 9 aboard. The militants shot the soldiers and burned the minibus. The incident in Anbar province was the latest in a wave of violence that's raising fears about a resurgence of Al-Qaeda in Mesopotamia. It said last month it would carry out 100 attacks to avenge the killing of Osama bin Laden. The minibus was carrying soldiers back to work after some R&R. Wednesday's Business Day section says the U.S. military has been buying used aircraft and turning them into spy planes. They're easing the load on unmanned drones in Iraq and Afghanistan. The Pentagon can't build enough drones fast enough. The 8 used planes in the fleet include a $5 million turboprop. It used to belong to a Texas doctor who needed money in the recession. The plane is now in nearly constant radio contact with convoys and troops in firefights. That's our preview of Wednesday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. From our newsroom in New York, I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.